This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. The Denver Police Department has its next police chief. Ron Thomas grew up in Denver and has worked for DPD since 1989. City Council approved his nomination by Mayor Michael Hancock on Monday. Thomas takes over a police force plagued by staff shortages and civil rights lawsuits. Court settlements over alleged misconduct are at a five-year high. Meanwhile, crime is on the rise. Former Chief Paul Pazin announced his retirement last month. Donald Trump took a swipe at Colorado GOP Senate candidate Joe O'Dea Monday. The attack came after O'Dea claimed he would campaign against Trump if the former president were to run again in 2024. O'Dea's opponent, incumbent Democrat Senator Michael Bennett, says the rebuke against Trump comes too late.
That doesn't make him a moderate. That makes him a political opportunist who is changing his tune because he's in a general election. That's not moderate. And Colorado hates that. They want people that say the same thing in their primary that they say in the general election, and say the same thing in rural Colorado that they say in urban Colorado. And I think that's a lesson he's going to learn.
Bennett reminded voters Monday that O'Dea voted for Trump twice. Prospective college students can apply to any of the state's public universities and colleges for free through Thursday. Last year's free application days drew nearly 63,000 applications. 45% of those applicants were from people of color, and more than a third were first-generation college students. Everyone applying to colleges is encouraged to fill out the FAFSA application so they can access federal financial aid. Right now in Denver, it's 66 degrees and partly cloudy. This is CPR News and KRC.